from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Those two teams will both be losers, kind of like us, according to the text line from the
913. Yeah, I'm responding to this jerk.
So this guy from the 913 back, I don't know if you've seen this.
I haven't.
With the
actually, you know what? I'm not going to respond on the text line.
I'll respond on air.
You can respond on air. Yeah.
Feel free to call.
What
and
kind
let us
of person? Wow. Can you call in and weigh in on this guy? Because, we want to hear from you because this guy's a jackass.
So this is how I always end our shows moving forward. I've done this for the whole week and last week. Do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. Be kind. Stay safe. We love you. Text from the 913. Talking about the FM station. Just sidebar here.
Call this guy. Call his number right now.
No, don't do that, Mac. Let him call us or they call us. You two sound more annoying in FM. Tune into the show for 1 minute in the last year and nothing's changed.
Well, actually, a lot's changed.
You two are losers. Absolute losers. This show will not last long. That's our text on the text line. 913-586-7965. Feel free to call in. Let us know why you think we're losers. I love constructive criticism. I'd love to change your opinion. I'd like to teach you some manners, how to be nice. You know, you can have an opinion. You don't have to like the show, but thanks for listening.
Mac, dial him up and
don't
see.
Do it.
No, I love it because I love when these cowards text in.
Give him the stones to do it. Let him get the stones.
Come on, coward.
Do it.
Let's go. Yeah, and a lot has changed. We have a new co-host. His name is Dusty. Josh retired. A lot has changed. We're on FM. We're the home of the Royals. We're the home of the Chiefs. We're the home of K-State. We're the home of Mizzou. Like, I look at a text like that, and I feel bad for that guy, man. Like, you got nothing going on in your life, do you, man? You're such a loser that you're texting a radio show and you're texting in nastiness to a radio show. Like, I do feel bad for that guy because, Dusty, you think he's going anywhere on a Friday night with friends?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe that's him. I don't know. I would love to hear.
He ain't going to call in. Cowards don't call
There's
in.
Your side by side with McDaniel.
Yeah, there it is.
When you get the job and you know you're never going to lose the job. You never know. You can't please everybody.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I've known in life. Haters going to hate. Just a troll having a bad morning. I hope they're having a good morning after this, though. At least they got that off their chest. They got to be.
Does it make you feel better when you do something like that, though?
It makes me feel better. It lets me know that somebody, is this our guy? No?
No, it's not him.
This is Josh. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Buddies, I guess. You guys entertain me all day. So, to heck with all the other stuff.
What do you like best about the show?
Yeah, I like it when Max starts laughing. That's what cracks me up.
He's got a good laugh. I do like it. That's outstanding. I love it.
That's my favorite part. I enjoy it. So
we appreciate it, Josh.
Thank you, man. Josh, appreciate the phone call.
Everybody follow Josh. Our boss wants us to get you more involved with phone calls.
Right.
That's the line, 913-586-7965. I guarantee you this guy won't call the show.
No, because he's a coward.
Yeah, he says, you guys have haters. Good. That means you're doing it right. I think you guys are awesome. Love the new station and sound. Damn it, I got 5 text accidents. That was me sending that text. Oh, God. Oh, that's good, man. I love it. I love that. Yeah. Bring the ruckus. We got a playoff push to give you. Hey, fellas,
here's a good one. You guys may not. You guys may not always get to my text, but I love the morning show from 610 to 96.5. Another one. That guy sucks at his job, too. He needs to flip those burgers faster at the drive-thru. Yes, Mac has a great laugh.
I love it. Again, the text we respond to is from the 913. You two sound more annoying in FM. Tune into the show for 1 minute in the last year, and nothing's changed. You two are losers, absolute losers. This show will not last long.
We are losers.
You know what? One thing in life I've loved is to prove people wrong.
You know what? I also, man, like I listen and hear that text and I read that text and I'm thinking to myself, are you jealous?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy is just love disguised by hate.
But a good one from the 816. He's probably mad that Dan Kilgore isn't practicing.
That's fair. A lot of F that guy. Can't please everybody.
A lot. Yeah, we can't say that on. Can we say it on FM?
What, the F word?
Yeah.
Unless somebody complains. Don't say it.
Will anybody complain?
I don't know. This is our guy?
This is our guy?
Oh, this no, is. Okay, no. This is.
More
this
support.
This is Jake from Kansas City. Jake, go ahead and let it rip.
Hey, man. I just want to say to whoever that guy was, I've been listening since Nick Wright was on the show. Parkins, Hughley. I mean, there's so many legends. And Dusty, I call you Legend Likens, man. You have gotten me through some many nights. I've seen a lot of growth through this radio station. I'm proud of you guys for making it to FM side. You deserve every bit of this success. What you mean to Kansas City does not go unseen. And screw that guy, man. Have a great day. Love you guys.
That's funny.
Thank you for the call, Jake. Love you too. Yeah, you know, somebody says, you know, it's lonely at the top, boys.
Nah.
I love it. Somebody says that's Josh Klingler texting.
It's not. Wow.
That's funny.
Richard Long is my dad. Shout out Richard Long on FM. It's not your dad. You don't know Richard Long.
Please read my text. There you go, 816. We got you.
That was Josh on a burner phone.
That's funny. That sounds like Carrington texting in.
You wonder, like, everybody's got some things going on in their life, you know? Like, I was having one of those kind of those dad moments yesterday where, you know, you feel like you're in this alone. Like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I fighting with the kids? Why do they hate us right now? Like all that stuff. And you realize everybody's kind of going through that, and you know, we all have those rough moments in our lives, but to sit there and to text two people that you don't know and call us absolute losers and whatnot, I'll put my track record up against yours any day, pal. And if you want to go toe-to-toe with track record in this town, I'll kick your ass.
That's right. I just like to call people out, you know, stand on business, they say these days. If you want to stand on business, put your voice to the air and tell us why we're losers. We go to Kathleen in Bonner Springs. Are you at the Azura Amphitheater?
I'm in Kansas City, Kansas right now, heading to the vet with my dog.
Oh, everything all right?
Everything's okay. Yes, thanks. I just want to say I really enjoy your guys' show, and I've been listening since I heard Bob and that when the Chiefs were really doing badly, that time when he went going on about he could be down in Lewisburg. I really enjoyed Bob's sense of humor.
Thank you.
Think the new guy, I'm sorry about names, but I think you guys are great.
It's Dusty, yeah. He is great, Kathleen. He's done a really nice job.
I listen to you guys on the way to work, and I just really, really enjoy it.
Well, great. We appreciate it. Go have fun with your dog. I hope everything's okay, my dear.
Thank you. Okay.
Call us losers.
I can't read that text.
You want the top one? Yeah. That's hilarious. That's funny, man.
That's so good.
That's fun. God. You know what? Not everybody loves you, so you got to call out the good and the bad. But
man, that is fantastic.
That's great.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a few more calls. 913-586-7965. We're here for you.
I love when you guys text stuff that we can't read that we find humorous. And if you know what we're talking about, good. I'm glad. You texted it. Yeah.
That's right.
He said, didn't the guy say he listened and nothing has changed? It means he last listened when Kling was on, so something has changed. Yes, that's exactly part of the point, too, is that nothing's changed. Actually, a big thing has changed.
Yeah. Kind of big. Let's go to Philip in Blue Springs. Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm new to your station because I couldn't get the AM dial to work on my radio. So this is a nice change. I appreciate you guys moving over.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you kind of being along for the ride and welcoming us into your car. I know how, you know, people are when they go to work. They got their routines and whatnot, and it's new for us being on the FM. And, hey, you're a great new listener that we picked up, and we love you, man. Thanks so much for being part of us.
May I ask an inside baseball question for you?
Sure.
What happened to the station that used to be here on this dial position?
Did they
move somewhere else?
Well, the Church of Laszlo is now on 98.9 The Rock from 2 to 6.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Welcome to the FM dial, and thank you for broadcasting so I can hear you guys.
Yes, sir. You got it, my man. You can always check us out on the Odyssey app as well. You know, come in clear as a bell on the Odyssey app.
So thank you for the phone
appreciate
call,
Appreciate the
Philip.
Phone call. See, I like those kind of phone calls, right? Like, hey, here we go. I've never heard you guys before because you're on the FM.
You might think that we're just taking biased phone calls. We're not. We're just taking the phone calls that come in.
Yeah.
We go to Jonathan in Kansas City. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, man, I'm rolling in from Northland, and switching over to 96.5 has been really good because it was kind of staticky up north. And I think Dusty has his Richard of the Week right there with that text message all here on the line, man.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks
could be
for the
Richard
call,
of the
Jonathan.
Week.
I will say this. Football gods are something that we talk about in sports. Mm-hmm. That one guy needs to get with God. If you're going to text somebody about losers, praise be to you in the future. And I hope everything works out for you because I would never wish anything of, you know, something like that to you. But I hope that everything gets a little bit more cleared out. But football gods are Chiefs fans at times, or maybe they're not. But seriously, though, guys, when did you realize that maybe from the 90s to the early 2000s where you're like, oh, man, it never goes well for the Chiefs, to where now it's like, you know what? We're fine. We got everything we need.
Yeah, Pro Football Network had a great tweet of the Chiefs yesterday, and it said, what was the play where you realized that the football gods were Chiefs fans? We'll start. And it was the flip pass to Jerick McKinnon in Denver, 2 years ago, that he went for like 50 yards for a touchdown. And everybody's like, okay, the gods are on their side. And so,
like a hook shot pass,
the hook shot to Jerick McKinnon, right? It's a great play, right? I want to know from you guys, when did you, I don't want to say realize, but when did you start to accept that the football gods were Chiefs fans? Because I know there are still some people who are like still cautious about this, like, oh my God, I can't buy it yet, it's going to end, la, right. La, 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 right? And I think what we're looking at right now for me is not a particular play where I realized that the gods were in our on our side, but it was that comeback against Houston. And to me, that's when I realized, okay, this is an organization that clearly can do just about anything, and this is a quarterback who can do just about anything. And if we have to narrow it down to one play, it's the touchdown pass that Mahomes threw where it looked like he was over the line of scrimmage on like the 3-yard line, the Travis Kelce, when he was surrounded by 5 Texans, and after the game goes, Travis says, I didn't even know that I was going to be there, but Mahomes did. That's when you kind of realize they're all on the same page. So for me, that's kind of when I realized that the football gods had become Kansas City Chiefs fans.
I'd say it's one of two. The obvious in the room is the 13-second game. Right. That was the old school days where John Elway would rip your heart out and be like, how did he do that? He can't keep getting away with this, to give a Breaking Bad reference. And then the other one I would say for me was Jet Chip Wasp. Another one where, like, you know, your back's against the wall. What's going to happen? And maybe you can go before that, too. The 4th-and-9 play to Tyreek Hill, as we were talking about, you know, what's the best Patrick Mahomes passes. That's another one, too, that I would say, like, when that happened, it was like, you know what? That stuff never used to happen. Now, this isn't necessarily a shot at Alex Smith, but it was like, if you were down by 7 with a minute left, you're like, well, he's not going to get the ball down the field. It's going to have to be a short out throw. I have to get perfect. But it's like, the football gods came on your side when you got the perfect match that maybe not a lot of people talk about, because they'd say that Kelce and Mahomes are the perfect combination, the 1A, 1B, the battery mates. But you finally got, because how many times in your life as a Chiefs fan was it you get down the field and then a kicker would miss the field goal?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Now you got the play where you got the biggest arm in the game and you got the biggest leg in the game. And that to me is like the planets or the gods have finally looked down at you and said, enough suffering. Now it's time to walk through the righteousness of the football world. And we've seen that in the last 6-7 years with the Chiefs.
I mean, so what was your moment? You can weigh in on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Or if you like that other guy, you can call us losers and say the Chiefs haven't arrived yet. 913-586-7965 is the text line number. Tell us that play, that moment when you finally realized that the football gods were on our side. And I think we're going to see the football gods open wide up this year and make us even more on their side. I think it's going to be an unbelievable, unbelievable season for this organization. Somebody saying the left-handed pass from the 316. Mm-hmm. That's a really good moment right there. The funny thing about the left-handed pass was he's followed that up with so many more just impressive plays after that, right? Like, for most people, that would be their highlight.
That's like the pinnacle.
That's the first of Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's the first highlight that Patrick Mahomes has had. And quite frankly, every other one has gotten better.
Exactly. But that's a game that we don't win. You know, as Chiefs fans, we know that's a game at Denver, mm-hmm. a good defense coming at you, about to get right. sacked. That game's over. We know that. We don't come back and win. You know, what was that, week three of yeah. his first season?
Week four.
Yeah,
week three,
right.
week four, I think it was. One or the other, right? It was right at the beginning of the season.
Monday night football, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Somebody says from the 913, that text should have been Richard of the Year, hands down, maybe.
Easily. Really, really good text from the 913. Mm. So Sphincter wants you to take calls, but he took away Shout It Out.
Mm. Somebody says, hey, Dusty, I'm pretty sure that hater was Mickey Morandini. Keep up the good work.
Mickey Morandini with a fly ball to left field.
Great name. Great, great Denny name.
Mickey Morandini. Sounds like a dish you get in an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'll do the Morandini, extra tortellini.
That's what we used to say about that guy who coached the Raiders for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia. Yeah. Pit Boss Rich.
The Rich Bisaccia, please.
Going back on when you thought the football gods had existed into the Chiefs' kingdom, Dan Sorensen's fumble
what
touchback.
What a good one.
Ooh,
what
a great,
great
one.
Great, yeah. great text that one was, because Cleveland looked like they had it in for us that game. And Dan Sorensen, of all people.
The bomb,
coming up and making a play.
Every time, man.
The bomb to Watkins, yeah, in the Tennessee championship game.
Watson, yes!
There speak to text, there you go.
There you go.
What about Henny's first down run or his pass to Tyreek? Another one.
Yeah, that's another good one,
Connelly's
too.
Connelly's touchdown against San Francisco when Mahomes did the whole like zigzag in the backfield, and it was like we were there at that uh-huh. game, and everybody in the press box stood up and started yelling because you're not supposed to do that in the press box.
That's why I don't go up there anymore.
Well, and it's just an all-day event.
Yeah. It's not fun up there. I got to sit in the stands, tailgate, have fun. Let's go.
Pat's first start at the end of the year against Denver just looked different.
Mm-hmm. That game against Denver was, that's a nice game. Great. You great know, game. it was fine. And then the following year when he had the soccer stadium show and then the game in Pittsburgh, you're like, oh my God, this is different than the game against San Francisco. That was week three. Then Denver was week four. They played three of their first four games on the road that year in Patrick Mahomes' first.
Jeez.
And they won all of them.
Mm-hmm.
From the 8-1-6, the Garoppolo overthrow to Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
Or you could say the hold that they had a Philadelphia game, Juju Smith-Schuster. Because then it was everybody was like, oh, yeah, the refs love the Chiefs. It used to always be the other way around. The Tyreek Hill catch on fourth down against Baltimore in Mahomes' second season. Yep.
Yeah.
You know one that I just thought of? The Tyreek Hill touchdown catch that didn't end up being a touchdown because he didn't think he caught it, but the ball came back into his breadbasket.
Against
like
Denver.
The football gods were like, no, it's getting the bounce right back in your hands. And we still didn't get that touchdown, but it was.
The last one. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, here's actually a funny one, which is not funny, but.
It's a funny ha-ha.
It's like mine is a little bit different from the 8-1-6. Think of the sheer odds of having a doctor on your offensive line telling Patrick not to move. Think about that.
Don't move, dude.
Don't move. Like that knee, don't move. What if you don't? I never even thought about that. I love
goosebumps.
That onion effect right there. You're peeling back the layers. If we didn't have that offensive lineman that was a doctor, maybe Patrick moves that knee and maybe something. That's wild, man.
That's crazy.
I'm in on that. I like that a lot. That's a good one.
I had no idea they had Dr. Alan Grant on their offensive line. His vision's based on movement. Don't move it. I can't see it. Shout out Jurassic Park. I don't think Max ever seen that movie.
Dressing? Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Probably not once.
My thing. Oh, yeah. My God.
Probably once.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.